It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Lord have mercy. Hey, you have cats and crazy kittens. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, back with a brand new Friday Night Cat Fight radio show. Heard each week over FridayNightCatFight.com and RocketRadio.net. This is the only show where you get to vote for your favorite version of a tune I'm going to play. Going to play two different versions of the same song by two different artists. Actually, in this case, it's a duet, so there's four different artists to choose from. And then I ask you to listen to both versions in their entirety and then choose the one you truly dig the most. Then you go back to FridayNightCatFight.com and vote in the poll for the one you dig the most. Along with the Friday Night Cat Fight over the tune, You're the Boss, this show also features some early Solomon Burke, a trip down to New Orleans, and some brand new Peter Wolfe, including the greatest story that Peter Wolfe ever told me. That's all coming up on this week's Friday Night Cat Fight. So let's get right into it, baby. This week's Cat Fight is over the tune You're the Boss, written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, baby, during their tenure at Atlantic Records. Atlantic released it in 1960 as a duet between Laverne Baker and Jimmy Ricks. Laverne, of course, one of the biggest R&B hitmakers of the 1950s. She was starting to have a little trouble coming by those hits by 1960. And Jimmy Ricks, who as the bass singer and leader of the Ravens, pretty much defined 1950s doo-wop in the late 1940s. The song, however, did not chart. Then in 1963, Elvis Presley and Ann Margaret cut it, fully intending for it to be on the soundtrack of the 1964 motion picture Viva Las Vegas, but RCA never actually issued an LP soundtrack at the time in 63. What they did do is issue an EP soundtrack containing only four songs. And for the longest time, only six of the 12 songs recorded for the movie ever made it to record. So for a long time, their version of You're the Boss was hard to come by, but now it's pretty much readily available. It's a shame, too, the way this worked out, because Viva Las Vegas is considered by many to be one of Elvis's better movies, yet the soundtrack selections, for the most part, were less than stellar. But on You're the Boss, Elvis and Ann Margaret have such great chemistry that they really make it shine. Now, the question here really is chemistry. Which chemistry you think is better? Is it Laverne Baker and Jimmy Ricks, or Elvis and Ann Margaret? Listen to both of them in their entirety and then go back to FridayNightCatFight.com. Voice your choice and vote for the one you like best. So let's start it off with Laverne and Jimmy, then we'll move into Elvis and Ann Margaret. Here's You're the Boss on the Friday Night Cat Fight.
Well, when it comes to bopping and natural finger popping, baby, you sure do swing.
And when it comes to bopping and a natural finger popping, daddy, you are the king.
Baby, you've got me beat up and down, inside out and across. Ooh.
But in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining bright, you're the boss. Talking about
talking about dancing and down home romancing, baby, you are the queen.
Man, when push comes to shove, when it comes down to love, you're a horse.
But in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining bright, you're the boss.
You're the best of everything.
You're a plum.
And you're a diamond.
You're a pearl.
You're the best of everything. And daddy, you're my man.
And baby, you're my girl. When it comes to knowing which way the wind is blowing, baby, you sure are wise.
And when it comes to knowing which way the wind is blowing, daddy, you get the prize.
Baby, you're a genius when it comes to cooking up some chili sauce.
But in the
When it comes to twisting, I just got to keep insisting. Oh, baby, you sure do swing.
When it comes to twisting, I just got to keep insisting. Oh, daddy, hey, you are the king.
Baby, you've got me beat up and down, inside out and across. Oh, yeah.
You're the boss. Hey, talk about a dancer and a down the home romance. Big daddy, hey, you make the scene.
Talking about dancing and down home romance. Oh, now, baby, you are the queen.
Man, when push comes to shove, when it comes down to love, you're a horse.
The night when the moon is shining bright, baby, you're the boss.
Yeah.
You're the best of everything.
You're a peach.
You're a plum.
You're a diamond.
You're a pearl. You're the best of everything.
Oh, daddy, you're my man.
Oh, baby, you're my girl now. When it comes to knowing which way the wind is blowing on now, baby.
Tell me,
you sure are wise.
Yeah. When it comes to knowing which way the wind is blowing, daddy, you take the prize.
Baby, you're a genius when it comes to cooking up some chili sauce. Oh, yeah.
But in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining bright, you're the boss.
You're the boss.
The night when the moon is shining bright, you're the boss.
You're the boss.
Yeah, you're the boss.
You're the boss.
Yeah, daddy, you're the boss.
Baby, you're the boss.
Oh, tell me, honey.
Baby, you're the boss. Elvis Presley with Anne Margaret from 1963. Before that, Laverne Baker with Jimmy Ricks from 1960. Which version of the tune do you dig the most? Vote back at FridayNightCatFight.com, baby. Voice your choice and be sure to leave a comment too and tell all the other Prowlers why you voted the way you did. We love to know what you think of the tunes. Well, let's get on with the show. Blasting you back to 1952. Spinning off the Federal label, holding stable on my rickety old turntable, featuring the glorious tenor voice of Clyde McFadder. Here are the Dominoes. Have mercy, baby.
I'm
Lane Concert Cruises proudly presents the greatest doo-wop cruise of all time. Aboard the Splendor, Carnival's newest and most innovative ship in the world. There has never been a cruise like this before that features Arlene Smith's Chantels, Johnny and Joe, the 16s, the Pentagons, and the Olympics. No other 7-day cruise has ever dared to offer you as many concerts as this one, including sock hops, jam sessions, hosted cocktail parties, and so much more. Also appearing is the Super Girls group, featuring the Hearts, the Janettes, the Cookies, and the Raindrops. Performances also include the Elgins, the Calvanes, and a special Sam Cooke tribute. On April 10th, 2011, we depart from Los Angeles, California, on a 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise. Accommodations start at just $6.99 per person, plus taxes and port charges. So call 1-800-301-9673 or go online at memorylaneconcertcruises.com. Reserve your cabin today. Space is limited and these cabins are selling out quickly. So call 1-800-301-9673. That's 1-800-301-9673. You don't want to miss this boat.
Matt the Cat.
Chantels from 1958 off the N label, and every night Arlene Smith's Chantels will be joining us on that fantabulous cruise coming your way a year from now. We're leaving Los Angeles on the 10th of April 2011. I hope you'll be able to join us as we've got some fantastic doo-wop groups coming on the cruise, including the Olympics, the Pentagons, the 16s, the Elgins, and many, many more. And I'm going to be the master of ceremonies on this cruise. So, and if that doesn't make you want to go, I don't know what will. So for more information, please go to memorylaneconcertcruises.com. All right, baby, let's go back to 1957. Here's a real early record for the good right Reverend Solomon Burke. It'd be another couple of years before he started having hits for the Atlantic label. Here he is on Apollo Records and A Picture of You. It's the Friday Night Catfight Show.
I'm holding in my hand a picture of you, and I can't understand why you say we're through. I see your dear sweet lips that once thrilled me so. It breaks my heart to think that you would let me go. Please say it's just a dream while I'm far away. Please say no other arms are holding you today. I'm holding in my hand a picture of you. Please write and say you wish that I were holding you. Just a dream while I'm far away. Please say no other arms are holding you today. I'm holding in my hand a picture of you. Please write and say you wish that I were holding.
The key is at B is Amy.
Ooh, Matt the Cat.
You're rude. I do?
Well, I'll be John Brown.
You had my time.
Well, I'll be John Brown.
Ah! Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. 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 Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll be John Brown, Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns, and an expression that goes way back, referencing, of course, the great abolitionist John Brown, who was executed in 1859 for his unsuccessful raid on Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. That was issued in 1959 as the flip side of Don't You Know Yakamo, Huey, Piano Smith, and the Clowns, and before that, another New Orleans native, Lenny Capello, and the Dots. Sing About Your Sweetness, You Cotton Candy, off the Rick label, also from 1959. And now here's a Hepcat and a Crazy Kitten that we don't hear from nearly enough. Don Gardner and Dee Dee Ford. This one comes off the Red Top label. It's 1963, and people show act funny.
People show act funny. People show act funny. Get a little money, don't you, baby? All right. Try to holler, grab hold of my dollar, all right. Thunder, baby, I knew you when you lived in a hut. You made your money from the cane you cut. Now you're living on an easy street. You pass me by, you don't even speak. People are so happy. Get no money, don't you, baby? All right. Turn to holler. Grab hold of my dollar. All right. Don't you, baby? I knew you when you didn't have no shoes. Your whole family sang the low-down blues. Now you're laughing like a Chesapeake cat. 'Cause your pockets is a big and fat. People are so happy. Get no money, don't you, baby? All right. Turn to holler. Grab hold of my dollar. All right. Don't you, baby? I knew you when I was your friend. I stuck with you through thick and thin. Hit the numbers and you put me down. I'm here to tell you chances go around. The people that show act funny. Get the money, don't you, baby? All right. Turn to holler. Grab a full of banana. All right. Don't you, baby? Talking about
yeah.
Tommy Rowe singing about everybody on the world famous Friday Night Cat Fight. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at. Before that, Patty Duke doing her very best Leslie Gore impression, released in 1965 off the United Artists label. Now, the Patty Duke show was running strong when that record was released in 65. The show itself ran from 63 to 66. She, of course, had won an Academy Award in 62 for her work in The Miracle Worker. So, Patty Duke, the queen of all media in 1965. Hey, if you'd like to get a complete playlist of this program, along with links to Amazon.com so you can purchase CDs and MP3s of the songs I play on the show, you gotta sign up for my weekly email newsletter. It's called Prowlin' with Matt the Cat. Sign up now at www.mattthecat.com. It's right there on the bottom of my homepage. Why don't we head on down to Memphis to that Little Yellow Sun record label? This guy, Malcolm Yelvington, has the distinction of being the first artist to have a record released on Sun Records after Elvis Presley. Malcolm Yelvington and the Star Rhythm Boys recorded a version of the Stick McGee classic Drinking Wine Spooty Ooty. It was released on Sun 211. Now, if you remember, Elvis's first release was Sun 209, and his second one was Sun 210. And then there you have it, 211. It's Malcolm Yelvington. And what is wine, Spudiotti, you might ask? Well, to drink wine, Spudiotti, first you get a shot of port, then a shot of whiskey, and then you finish it all up with one more shot of port, so that velvety port wine surrounds that dirty, low-down whiskey. But I should also note right here that Spudiotti has been used as a euphemism for the sexual act, so decide what kind of spudiotti you want before you get on down into it. Here's Malcolm Yelvington and the Star Rhythm Boys drinking wine spudiotti. Friday Night Catfight Show.
Down in New Orleans where everything's fine, all them cats keep sipping that wine. Drinking that mess is sure delight. Then they start fussing and fighting all night. Drinking wine, bully, holy, drinking wine. Wine, bully, holy, drinking wine. Wine, bully, holy, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me. Wine, wine, wine. 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 Pass that bottle to me. I've got the nickel, if you've got the dime, let's get together and buy some wine. Some by the fields and some by the pine. When you buy sherry, you're doing things right. Drink wine, fully, holy, drink wine. Wine, fully, holy, drink wine. Wine, fully, holy, drink wine. Pass that bottle to me. Wine, wine, wine. 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 Pass that bottle to me. Drinking that mess is sure delight. In the dark fussing and fighting all night. Kicking out windows and knocking down doors. Drink a half a gallon and ask for more. Drinking wine, fully, holy, drinking wine. Wine, fully, holy, drinking wine. Wine, fully, holy, drinking wine. Pass that bottle to me. Wine, wine, wine.
Wine, wine, wine.
Wine, wine, wine. Wine, wine, wine. Wine, wine, wine. Pass that bottle to me.
I got a letter from my baby. She said she's coming home today. I got a letter from my baby. She said she's coming home today. Oh, well, my baby wasn't lying. She was coming home to stay. Sugary, sugary. I got a pencil and a paper, and I said right down to write. I got a pencil and a paper, and I said right down to write. I said I miss you in the daytime, but I miss you more at night. Sugary, 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 sugary. At the station, she had her baggage in her hand. Well, I met her at the station. She had her baggage in her hand. I said, I love you, pretty baby. I'll make you happy if I can. Sugary, sugary.
They call me a drifter, they say I'm no good, I'll never amount to a thing. Well, I may be a drifter and I may be no good, there's joy in this song that I sing. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp. At night I will rest neath a blanket of blue, doubt if I ever will change. I might even dream of a lady I knew, might even whisper her name. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp. I might even wind up in Idaho and visit a cute little miss, a sweet little someone I used to know, and I might even stop long enough for a kiss. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, might even ride back through Phoenix someday, might even stop for a while. But branded, no, never, I'll not be tied down, trapped by a fair lady's smile. Saddle tramp, saddle tramp, I'm as free as the breeze and I ride where I please. Saddle tramp. Marty
Robbins with the B-side of Big Iron, released on Columbia in 1960. He wrote it, called Saddle Tramp. He also wrote the song before that for Rusty York, Sugaree, which appeared on both the Note and Chess labels from 1959. Now, many years ago, it was actually back in 1995, as a college student, I was fortunate enough to get a huge interview with a rock and roll legend, Peter Wolfe, former frontman of the Jay Giles Band. And Pete was just so gracious with his time. We were in this really tiny closet for, which was a production studio at WERS in Boston, for about 2.5 hours. And Wolf answered every question I had for him and told some great stories. Well, Wolf has released several solo albums since the breakup of the Jay Giles Band in 1983. And he's got a new one out. It's called Midnight Souvenirs. You can find more about that on www.peterwolf.com. But it's a fantastic album. Wolf does some duets with Merle Haggard, with Necco Case and Shelby Lynn. It's a great collection of songs. I'm going to play a song off that new album. But before I go there, I would like to play a portion of the interview I did with Peter Wolf back in 1995. This is the greatest story, well, one of the greatest stories I've ever heard, told by anyone, so I wanted to share it with you. He's talking about the time when the Jay Giles Band was recording their second album, and, well, he ran into Sly Stone. So give a listen to this, and then give a listen to the song I'm going to play from his new album, Midnight Souvenirs. It's called There's Still Time. But take it away, Woofa Goofa Mama Toofa, Peter Wolf!
You picked this last number for us to walk out on, and I'll tell you, you know, a little funny tale. This is an early Giles song, I think from the second album we ever made.
Morning After.
Right, with Bill Simzik, who went on to do a lot of the stuff for the Eagles and things as a producer. And it's a song called It Ain't What You Do, It's How You Do It. Now, this story can go on forever, but I'll try to edit it down for you. Because there's nothing worse than hearing someone yakking instead of playing music. But we're out there on the West Coast, and there was this trailer parked outside the studio, Record Plant Studio. And we'd be recording, and the trailer had this plug. And one day we were in the studio, and we were taking Magic Dixie, the harmonica player's amp, pulled out the plug and moved it to another place, and some guy came running out and said, "Who pulled out that plug?" And we said, "Well, we did." And he said, "Well, man, that plug is Sly's trailer plug." Wow. And it turned out Sly Stone was living in this trailer, and he would stay in there, and when he felt like it, he would go in and record. And the recording he was making was Family Affair.
Oh, wow.
And we'd see Stevie Wonder and Bobby Womack and all these people walking in and out, checking out, and we'd hear this like strange noise. And we didn't know that that was this noise that would go on endless, you know, these endless hours was actually Sly getting the production for Family Affair. And so we were doing this track, Ain't What You Do, It's How You Do It, and I'm screaming there, and this was long scream.
Oh, it's
so we're cutting it live, and Bill said, "Listen, man, let's go in for another take, one more take." I said, "Whoa, hold on, man. I got to hit the head, you know, if we're going to do another take." So I run down the hallway, and I go run into this little bathroom. I run into the bathroom, and all of a sudden, on the floor is these two executives from Columbia Records, dressed in suit and ties, sitting with Sly Stone on the floor of the men's room. And Sly Stone insisted that they were going to have a marketing meeting, and he wanted to have the marketing meeting on the floor of the bathroom. So, of course, you know, he was hotter than hot in those years, and, you know, it'd take you higher, and it just come off, you know, it was just, he was just tearing it up. It came off at Woodstock, and, I mean, he was just selling zillions of records. And so he made these guys have its meeting in the bathroom. So I go up to the urinal, man. And first I say, "Excuse me." And he goes, "No, no, it's nice. Come on in." And, you know, I go to the urinal, and he comes up behind me and goes, "Hey, man, what you doing?" I go, "Well, I think it's pretty obvious what I'm doing." Yeah. I said, "It ain't what you do, man. It's how you do it," because that's the song we're cutting. He goes, "That ain't true." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "That ain't true at all." I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He says, "Well, what happens if you were riding down the road, man, and there was this bag, and in the bag was bunch of babies, and you ride over these babies. Now, man, it's what you did that counts." So I said, "Excuse me, Sly. Let me tell you."
That's deep.
I said, "Let me tell you about this. What happens if I was riding down a road and there's this paper bag, and I don't know that there's babies in it, and it just seems like an old paper bag, and I just ride over it? You know, there's one thing about knowing if there's babies in it, not knowing if there's babies in it. So it's what you do, it's how you do it, or it's what you know, it's you know, sort of, it all kind of feeds in the same thing." And he gives me this hard look, and he says, "Hey, listen, man, I don't care what you say. You can jive me around, you can turn me around, but whatever happens, those babies are dead, and you killed them."
Oh, man.
And then on his side, he had this huge bullwhip. And he took this bullwhip and he untied this bullwhip and started chasing me down the hallway and going, "Rock it over there, man. You killed those babies."
Oh, man.
I come running in the studio and I said, "Man," Bill said, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" I was all out of breath, you know. And I said, "Man, you wouldn't believe what happened." And he said, "What happened?" I tried to tell him the story, and we did this take, and this take even had a longer scream than the last one. And that's "Ain't What You Do, Man, It's How You Do It."
We gonna get this one cool. Easy, baby. Let it hang it out. Ooh, yeah. Come on, man. Turn it in and turn it out. Turn it all around, that's what it's about. Shimmy with the hood. Shake your finger pop. Come on, man. Show me.
Yamagama Gooba Looba, this Wooba Gooba Mama Doobie Little Lover Boy, the Green Keys, telling you Virginia's got to come out. That's what rock and roll is all about. And listen to the old Swinging Soul Bucket with Matt the Swinging Cat on 88.9 WERS in Boston.
Good to be out on the street again. Life is just passing by. Time for another try. Sometimes you heal, sometimes you're scarred. I feel it come on sweet, I feel it come down hard. I go where I wanna go. I pay the price, yes I know. There's still time for the midnight wine. Life just as it happened, going down the line. There's still time for a night so fine. And I don't know where I'm going to, but I know I'm gonna see it through. Set them up, baby, I'll drink them down. This one's for the saints, this one's for the clowns. Hanging there with me till the final call. We'll just let it ride, maybe we'll win it all. Back out on the street again. Who knows where this night will end. Just as it happened, going down the line. There's still time for the not so fine. And I don't know where I'm going to, but I know I'm gonna see it. I know I'm gonna see it through. Just when you think it's all over, begins. Something's always out there waiting. If you're willing, oh, and I'm
see me through.
That's the latest from Peter Wolf's new album, Midnight Souvenirs. It's on Verve Records. It's available now, and it's a fantastic album. And that's a great song. There's still time. Well, there's really not any more time. We've run to the end of another Friday Night Catfight Show. I'm your furry litter, Matt the Cat. Hope you enjoyed the program. If so, let me know. Drop me an email, mattthecat@mattthecat.com or mattthecat@rocketradio.net. I'd love to hear from you, baby. And don't forget to go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, and vote for your favorite version of the duet, You're the Boss. Will it be Laverne Baker and Jimmy Ricks, or Elvis Presley and Anne Margaret? Voice your choice, go to FridayNightCatFight.com, and vote for the one you truly dig the most. I'll be around here again next week for a brand new Friday Night Catfight radio show. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Remember to keep on grinning and keep those records spinning. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.